We don't hear anything.
Okay, better? Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we were discussing last night the question about mixtures of a teruvis of solids and liquids together. We began that discussion, so I'm going to pick up on that topic. And the halacha, so let's say you have a soup, for example, with vegetables or the like at the bottom, which they tend, the heavier solid pieces tend to sink to the bottom, and you have liquid on top, and you want to pour off some of the liquid without the solids, without the vegetables. You want clear liquid. So the halacha is that if you pour, and until you get to the bottom, when you're at the end of the contents of the pot, so that the liquid begins to like just drip through the solids, until you get down to that point, it's not called a taruvis. It's not called a mixture, meaning the amount of soup that is above and not mixed in with the vegetables, but it's above the vegetables, is not considered mixed with the vegetables. And therefore, you're allowed to pour, and just with the intention of just getting liquid, as long as you don't pour all the liquid out. If you wanted to completely separate it, pour out all the liquid and leave behind all the vegetables, that you cannot do. That would be borer. You could only do that if you're going to use the liquid right away. If you're pouring out all the liquid and you're simply pouring it without using any keli to help keep the solid, and you're simply pouring over the edge of the pot so that you get out all the liquid, as much liquid as you possibly can, with the intention of using the liquid that right away. That you could do, because that would be ochel from psoles, the good from the bad, for immediate use without using a kli. But let's say you wanted to pour off all the liquid and not use it now. You want to use it later, or maybe you don't want to use it at all. You're pouring it off because you want to use the solids. Then that's an issue of borer, because if you're not using the ochel right now, then you have a problem. You have an issue of borer you have to deal with. Or even if you're using the vegetables right now and not the liquid, then certainly the liquid would be the psoles. So then that's where this halacha comes into play, that you're allowed to pour as long as you don't pour off the entire amount, all of the soup, but you leave behind an amount of soup that's still mixed together with the vegetables. There are different ways of understanding this halacha. It's based on a Gemara and a Sifrei Shulchan Aruch. There are different ways of understanding it in the poskim and some nuances in its application. But I think it's safe to present it this way, that as long as you don't pour everything out, when you get down to the bottom and now the liquid is that's coming out is completely mixed with the vegetables, it's just a small amount of liquid mixed with the vegetables, then you have to stop right away. You can't pour that liquid off, because again, unless you're using it right away, that would be when the shaila of borer would come into play. Now, so but as long as you're not pouring everything out, you're going to leave behind some liquid, then you could even use the pot cover, for example, to help see to it that the vegetables don't fall in with the soup. You can pour out the soup and the majority of the soup, being careful to leave behind a small amount of soup with the vegetables at the bottom, and then that's not called borer, because it's not called a taruvis, it's not called a mixture. So then, if this is where Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's all right, in a tshuva, you'd be allowed to use the pot cover to help the soup come out without the vegetables. Or another eight, so let's say you did want to pour out all the liquid, you want to get all the liquid out of the pot. So then the way to do it would be to make sure that some vegetables do come through, rather than being careful to completely separate, pour off the liquid, but allow some vegetables to come through. And that way, you're not separating the one from the other. You're not separating the liquid component from the solid component. You're taking out a mixture. The liquids with the vegetables, the soup with vegetables, that itself is a taruvis. Now that's a mix. You're taking out some of each, So that would be okay. And again, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, you could even use the pot cover then as well to help help the process, as long as you make sure you leave enough of a space that some vegetables will come through with the liquids. This is the way Rav Moshe says over this halacha. And so, as I said, there are nuances which are based on the precise understanding of the din, but I'm presenting you to in a way that I think is usable la halacha. Now, sometimes you can have a mixture of a liquid with some solid pieces, which in halacha is not called a mixture at all, even at any point, because the solids are something which are naturally found in that liquid and which nobody pays any attention to, meaning a person is perfectly okay with drinking the liquid with those salads. The Gemara talks about the case of wine that has some faint, small pieces of whatever it may be, some impurities in it, not sediment, something sounds like a foreign substance, but it's insignificant, and a person doesn't really mind drinking it together. So then it's considered min echad. It's all one. It's just wine. And you'd actually be allowed to, if you decided you want to separate the impurities, you'd be allowed to do it because it's not considered a separate min. It's like dividing the wine into two. Dividing anything. You could take a cookie and break it into two pieces, but not say, oh, it's borer, because you took away one piece of the cookie from the other. It's not two minim. It's, as we've said many times, you need a taruvus of at least two minim to be able to face the question, to face the issue of borer. But if it's all one min, there's no borer. So if you have a liquid that has these things in it, so a practical example, according to many, is the case of, let's say, orange juice with pulp in it, where as long as you're not a person that's makpid on the pulp, that there are people that will not drink pulp there, whether for whatever reasons, or some people, or maybe for a small baby where it's not healthy or it's not safe. So for that type of person, it would be considered a mixture of two minim. But for the average person, where the pulp is just a natural part of the orange juice, whether you prefer it or don't prefer it, but you would drink it. You don't have a problem with drinking. If somebody gave you a couple of oranges with pulp in it, you wouldn't say, I can't drink this without filtering it. So then you'd be allowed to filter it on Shabbos, even through a filter, because that's not borer. You're not doing borer. Separating the pulp from the orange juice is like separating half of the orange juice from the other half of the orange juice. It's all min echad. Or water, tap water, which for many people, I guess I venture to say most people, at least in many cities, the tap water is drinkable the way it is, even though there are some things in there that, and some of those things, some people find them extremely objectionable and would not drink them. But for the average person that would drink the water as is, then if to use a filter is okay, whether it's the little filter that's at the on the sink, or even a filters to have these different types of filters or pitchers with filters, whatever, is okay, because as long as it's just water in there, tap water, because it's drinkable the way it is. If the tap water is not drinkable, you live in a place where it's not properly purified and you must filter it, that's a different story. Then you have water with psolus in it, then you can't, then you run into borer and you run into serious questions of borer. Or if you live in a place where the water has some type of toloim, what are they called, copeds or whatever it is, and in New York, or at least in certain places in New York City, for many years now, there have been many poskim who say that the water cannot be drunk straight from the tap because of the presence of some sort of organism. And many poskim hold that it has to be filtered in order to drink it, or else you're over an issur of drinking, of consuming toloim. It's machlokas poskim, but many poskim this way, and I think it's very well accepted within New York City, at least in the Hamish circles, that people filter the water. So to filter that on Shabbos would be a problem, because you can't drink the water the way it is. If you're following this line of halacha that you're not allowed to drink that water without filtering it, so memela, you can't filter it on Shabbos. And if people that have filters special, buy special filters in New York to filter the water, will typically prepare water before Shabbos. They'll fill, if they want to drink, be able to drink tap water on Shabbos, they'll fill pitchers of tap water through the filter Erev Shabbos, and they will not fill themselves a cup of water to drink on Shabbos. They may use the tap to just wash their hands or other purposes for which you don't need to filter it. Because then, even though it might be getting filtered, but klape, washing your hands, meaning in the perspective of washing your hands, it's min echad, water with copeds is all one thing if you're just using it to wash your hands or other type of purposes like that. But if you use it, so then even if your filter happens to be separating the copeds, it's not a problem because from the perspective of hand washing, it's all one. But from the perspective of drinking, it's not one. It's water with tolaim. It's water with bugs that are usher to drink, that are psolas, and therefore you could not filter it on Shabbos. So now getting back, so these, like these cases, the cases, forget about, let's come back to Miami where the water, Baruch Hashem, we don't have that issue. But some people will not drink the water, you know, any tap water without filtering it. And some people will not drink orange juice with pulp. So then for those people, they would not be allowed to use any sort of filter on Shabbos to purify it, because in their world, water, tap water or orange juice with pulp is a combination of two things. It's juice with psolas called pulp. It's water with psolas called whatever it is, whatever the impurities are. And they can't do it. And not only that, but it's even a shiloh if I could do it for them, or I, meaning someone who's not makbid, someone who doesn't mind drinking the pulp. So it's a shiloh if he's allowed to filter it for them. I mean, who do we go by? Do we go by the one who's doing the maisa? And from my perspective, it's all one. So I'm filtering it. I'm not doing anything of significance. I'm not separating two meaning because from my perspective, it's one mean. Or do we go from the perspective of the person that I'm serving it to? I'm filtering it for you or for Plony. And from Plony, in Plony's world, this is two meaning. So you shouldn't do that. You should only filter the water for, if you want to filter water, if you choose this, I would like to filter water. Or there's a pitcher on the table that has a filter. I'm not mocked, but I would drink without it. So I'm allowed to use that pitcher. I'm allowed to pour myself a cup of water with that pitcher. But to pour a cup of water for somebody who would not drink it without the filter is not so simple, and that should be avoided. So this is a general, or for a baby for that matter. Like I said, for a baby who can't drink the pulp, you should, if you want to serve them oranges, you should filter it before Shabbos, because since from the baby's perspective, it's considered tuminim, then it would be a shiloh borah. Okay, good night, everyone. We'll, as Hashem, continues tomorrow with some more borah topics. Call to-